Lawmakers first passed a law in 2011 banning a list of synthetic drugs, but manufacturers stayed a step ahead by changing their compounds. In 2012, the legislature responded by giving the Board of Pharmacy emergency rulemaking authority to add substances to the list of banned drugs. Attorney Mark Rutherford, who represents two men charged with dealing synthetic drugs, says that process is too complicated for ordinary citizens to follow.
You have a procedure that is very difficult to find out what is legal or illegal.
But attorney Ellen Mylander, representing the state, says the list of banned substances is very easy to find.
If you just Google Indiana Board of Pharmacy synthetic drugs, you'll find them. If you go to the Board of Pharmacy webpage, click on the laws and regulations, immediately there is a prominent link at the top of the page to synthetic drug emergency rules.
The Supreme Court did not provide a timetable for its ruling. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.